Hello, Florian speaking. Hello, Florian speaking. Who's there?
Hello, Marina speaking.
Hello.
You hear me?
Yes, I can hear
Okay. I have some problem with my headset.
Ah, okay. No, works fine. Seems some people are in the private room already. Let's wait.
There's someone on the bus.
It's just you and me for the moment.
No, let me see. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Where is he?
Okay, we are there on the phone.
So, okay. Oh, that seems to be Norbert.
Maybe they are in the private room.
Yeah, I just talked to him. It's Norbert and Björn.
This is Norbert.
Hey Norbert, Florian speaking.
So Bjorn and I were on the private side of it.
I
Bjorn.
just checked Tokyo and first was curious which number this is, but then remembered you traveled that direction. I think at least Osvaldo wanted to show up, and I don't know about Michael and Candy. Both just have returned from vacation, and I think Torsten wanted to show up as well. Let's see.
Björn joining. Hi.
Hi, Björn.
Hey, Björn. Again.
Hi, Björn.
Hey, guys. It's Torsten. Sorry for being late.
Hey, Torsten.
Hey, Torsten.
Hello. I've just set up the Candy. I've set up the Hangouts, and I'm inviting people.
Okay, perfect.
So who is usually via the Hangouts? Simon, Marina, Eduardo, who else?
Hello, Andreas.
Hey, Andreas.
Hey, Andreas.
Hi.
Okay, we have a call out. Let's try to join the Hangout.
Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Hello. Hi, sorry.
Hello. Hello. So who's missing? I think Michael is missing, and Simon, if I'm not mistaken.
Simon is here by Hangout, and Michael is on vacation, so I think it's unprofitable.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello,
I'm
from Hangout.
And Ike is missing, if I'm not mistaken. So I noted we have Marina, we have Thorsten, we have Candy, we have Osvaldo, we have Simon, Norbert, Björn, Andreas, and myself. Did I miss anyone?
No. Okay, I think that we can start now. First of all, thank you all for attending this extraordinary meeting. And, well, the first item on the agenda is the item zero from Florian. Is the agenda for the next meeting. Close the window so I can see the pad. Okay.
So in the meantime, Norbert, you represent Michael, and Björn, you represent Ike. Is that okay for you? Okay. Marina, you have the pad, or shall I start with the agenda?
Okay, I'm ready. I'm on the pad, and as I said, the first item is recap for the next work call. The next is on Monday 29, and I think that now we can maintain the call. Maybe we can decide at the end of the meeting if we can cancel the meeting.
I think my question
is all the other directors are
okay, then let's ask at the end of the meeting. Yeah, my question was just, we have a board call, a regular one scheduled in 1 week from now, whether we want to have it or not, but we can then see at the end of the meeting. Makes sense. Let's do it that way.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Okay. For the public part, the first item is the next meeting, the next face-to-face meeting in Brno. We have a schedule, and the meeting is scheduled on September 10 on Saturday at 8:14. Okay.
8:45. I have a few open questions. Maybe let me quickly jump in. So basically the schedule is as sent around and will be sent around with the minutes again. So for lunch we tried into for dinner we tried to shift for 1900. If you have objections to that, please let me know now so we can change the reservation. Then there is one private item about the lunch meeting that we should discuss in the private call. One question to the board is agenda-wise, and so I can tell the team, do you want to have one-on-ones with the team? Shall the team be present at that day or not? I think Torsten was in favor. I think Simon, for Simon, both was fine. Maybe a quick feedback from the board so I can tell people whether and when they should be around or not.
I'm okay.
I'm okay,
so like if we do it, I think it would be good to dedicate for a slot for that, like sometime not in the middle of the day for the guys, because I think like it is not necessary to spend their entire day.
Yeah, we should do that like in the morning early, sort of thing, and so just to free them up.
Yeah, that's good for me.
Okay, so then I'll tell them to be there at 8:45, and then when we're done with that, they can leave.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Okay, yeah, that's it from my side. I'll get back to you if we can change the dinner reservation. Other than that, I have no question. Any questions from your side on that?
I'm okay.
Perfect.
I'm okay.
Okay. And I think we can go to the next agenda item, Marina.
We have the second item from Thorsten about the replacement of the Ingalls replacement with Jeep. Thorsten?
Or could you repeat? I'm not in front of the pad, so I can't see the agenda. What was the item about?
The item is the discussion about the replacement with the Ingalls replacement with Gypsy. I don't know if you have some updates on this side.
Yeah, let me give you a quick update. So, Thorsten, it's about the Hangout Jitsi stuff that you put on the agenda.
Sorry. Yeah, I got it now. Right. So, Florian, is there any news?
No, so that the problems are the same as last time, that right now we have the talkie service with dial-ins in, I don't know, 20, 30 countries, some such. Getting numbers in the country seems to be a problem. Dialing out and getting people in, it all didn't sound very compelling. So I think either we should tender the whole story and then probably have details in the private call, or keep as is. At least what I see now just creates additional burden with dialing out or having to play with two control panels. I guess that would create even more pain. So options are tendering what we would like to see and see if somebody bids on that, or sticking with Hangouts and Talkie as we have it now, making use of the Talkie dial-ins. I guess that's the two options that we have.
I don't see it's a good use of money to spend money on that. I mean, we have Talkie for free, and, you know, why do we need to tender that?
What I could do is I could volunteer some time from private time for me to try to hook something up. The question really is, should we perhaps start with giving this some budget? So I think that might help to crystallize the board's opinion on how important that is. I mean, if how much would the board be willing to spend on this? And maybe if we start from there, then it becomes obvious whether that's doable or not. From my perspective, I would love to have an alternative, because Hangout starts to start really hard. Doesn't work occasionally with Firefox. There's rather arbitrary limits to that. Setting this up is a bit of a pain, so you really need to get used to that. Make it work flawlessly. We had serious issues for the last ESC. So having something that works rather smoothly would be great. Having something that's free software would be even better, and it's under our control. And also, I really like, if I have the opportunity, I really like to have videos. But we should probably start with putting a price and how dearly we want that.
Well, I'm fine with Tokyo, and I like the phone version of it anyway, so as far as I'm concerned, it's a non-issue.
Yeah, but I think, Norbert, this is without any question that we need a phone bridge. So something that does not have
question?
A phone.
We didn't have one when we started. There was only Tokyo, and we were able to work. So mm-hmm. Why exactly is it that important to have video or...
Well, there's a part of the board that really likes to have video. I think I'm part of that. But on the other hand, I say that I don't think we would ever be going for a video-only solution. That's what I said, Tokyo or phone bridge is out of the question.
So I'm Norbert on this one, because even if we have video, we only have at most video of half the participants, because the other ones are switching it off anyway. So, but first priority really has to be that it's reliable and that it is easy to set up. And the current Hangout solution with go to this ancient website that is there for compatibility or whatever, which Google can kill any time, really freaks me out a bit.
So all the people who are on the phone like being on the phone, so I think we'd work that out, though. I would observe that there's a reasonable number of people who tend to connect through Hangouts, and were it possible to get a Hangout service that does what the current Hangout service does, but reliably, then I think we would be good to go with it. I think the only reason we're talking about alternative services is because there are some members who refuse to use anything done by Google, and and we also note that Hangouts appears to be in a state where it's deprecated. Now, I think that's going to change. I think Google is about to invest in it as a business conferencing service. I think that it's very much in our interest to have a modern service where you can do screen sharing and video, because that's what an increasing number of people will be using for their work. And I completely understand why you also want to have a telephone dial-in, because I've been in the place where you want to dial in to call. But honestly, I think our default position should be to be using Hangouts or, God forbid, Skype, and make dialing in be the add-on, rather than making dialing in being the service and video being the add-on. And so I think that's why we're having this conversation.
Once upon a time, we have just phone, and then people started to want to use add-on, and we say, okay, you can use the Hangout if you want to. And now you're telling me that because they choose to do that, then everybody else is going to have to switch.
No, that's not what I said, because you'll note that I said that I think that we need to have a telephone bridge, and I believe Thorsten said that as well.
One step further, now it becomes the norm and the default, and the other becomes the exception. So you flip things around, which is the next...
That's because I just heard three people on the phone saying all these silly people wanting video can be disregarded. And so I thought I would do the inverse for a little while.
Well, I was just objecting want Hangout, and I thought there was question that,
And you can't see me laughing, so you don't know that I'm being only partially serious in saying that. You really should be on the video.
Yeah, so is it possible that we're in violent agreement here?
Yes, it is. Actually, that's pretty much the case, because I'm not saying we need video. We should disregard video. I just see that it's not used by everyone, and I kind of agree with Simon on the we might try digital first, to put it that way. Even if, for example, Mumble is not, or Skype is not video, but it still has it's still digital. Anyway, I guess just having a better solution than what we have now is essential, and I think the priorities should be first that it is accessible, and second, to that only nice features like video and maybe phone only accessibility. That might enrage both Simon and Norbert, but anyway.
When you say we want a better solution, it seems to me that for everybody here, the definition of better service differs. So, anybody who wants to do a change, I would suggest to trigger some gathering of the requirements first, and then asking about the price, because tendering this. I fear that it will be very expensive, but maybe I'm wrong. What we have now...
It's an expense for vanity purposes. It doesn't really serve the purpose of what we're supposed to send money on.
Yeah.
Especially since we have something that works for no cost at this point.
Yeah.
That I would agree. So spending serious money on this, I think, is out of the scope of TDF, and it would be sort of a betrayal of the donors if we spent, I don't know, 50K on implementing some very nice video conferencing system. So for me, this is largely just trying to plug together what's already there, what's existing, and maybe spend some small change, some monthly fee or something, for whatever service we need, some dial-up or something. But, So I'll probably put the limit on something like between 5 and 10K, so something that would fit into the administrative budget for that.
For the record, I'll add two things. I have nothing against Google, and the reason I don't like I don't like to have that to a computer and stuff like that. I prefer phone, and I move around, and that's my favor, but that's... I don't care if people want to use Hangout or other any other solution, but I will start to care if that come with a significant price tag.
Right.
So I think the situation we have right now is that we have TalkU, which sort of kind of works, and we have Google Hangouts, which almost works and might stop working at any time. So the requirement for any replacement is that it is at least as painful, at least as suck less than TalkU, and everything else is a bonus, right?
One thing from my side is indeed the dial-ins. I'm not sure how important that is for you, but my main problem with getting something was actually the dial-ins in various countries, and we already heard some complaints from the community that in their country there is no dial-in. So the at least a certain range of countries covered would for me personally be quite important. Not sure if the board shares that.
Yeah.
So how about my proposal to, instead of having a dial-in, to having a dial-out? So we have people kind of sign up in front of the meeting who want to join, and then there's some service that dials them in.
Yeah.
For the record, as far as I'm concerned, any number, whether it's in Europe or in the U.S., will do. Same price for me anyway.
Yeah, and the question that might be something to evaluate with the participants in both calls or in the calls that we talk about, what is actually the overlap of people needing dial-ins, not wanting to use just a data connection or a digital dial-in? Because I assume that if you're in a country where there might not be a dial-in, you still have data and it might be easier.
Yeah, this is certainly true for countries like India.
Yeah, so maybe asking around in all the participants if they can use a digital connection or an analog connection and what they prefer, blah blah blah, what might be a good starting point, because like this we're just making assumptions left and right. Maybe we are solving problems that don't even exist.
I agree with you.
Yeah, so how to move this forward? Should we try, maybe Simon and me or Bjorn try to crystallize that down to some proposal and put some number to it and put it to vote the next week? At least I don't hear violent disagreement that this is completely pointless and we shouldn't do that at all.
Well, I don't know, like, to me it seems that it is not time worth well spent. Like, I'm happy to set up the bridge between the Hangouts and the phone numbers. So, like...
Yeah, but honestly it's already a problem for the ESC, because we it happened, like, I don't know, 3-4 times that we were just running out of slots, people trying to join the Hangout but couldn't because it was full. So
yeah, but it was because they wanted video, not because they wanted more phone calls. So, like,
yeah, but I mean the problem there is
capable of serving like 20 people in the call, or what are the technical limits there?
Really, the problem is if you offer video and it only works, it costs you 5 minutes every time, because some people first try to get into a Hangout and then move into a dial-up and blah, blah, blah. That's actually worse than just having everyone on a phone call. So, I don't mind. If there's a proposal, let's go ahead with it. I would suggest
definitely. Like I won't block creating of a proposal. Definitely not. But like if there's somebody who wants to make it further, Thorsten, are you volunteering for that? Like yes, then of course go ahead.
Yes, I suppose I volunteer it myself. Maybe if someone else would like to join, perhaps Simon, because Simon, I think you proposed the initial Gypsy plan.
Yeah, I mean, I already spent some time getting a certain way, but the contractor that we found turned out to be flaky. But I think there's got to be a viable solution out there, and I'm quite happy to help look for it. For example, you know, there are Android apps that will give people voice that might be a good alternative in some countries where it would be expensive to have a dial-in. So I'm very happy to go prospecting with you, Thorsten.
Cool, thanks for that. And then I suppose we should move on, Charlie Marina.
What?
Next item, Marina.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry, but my headset is broken. Okay. The next item is an info item from Florian about the membership committee election, the next election.
Right, so just a quick reminder, we have the membership committee elections running at the moment, or the nomination phase to be precise. The deadline for nomination or self-nomination is Wednesday next week, August 31st. So far we have received, I think, two nominations.
Yes.
I heard privately from three more people who would like to stand but didn't make it public yet, so I'm not mentioning the names, but it's in the pad. We need at least five people, so the utmost urgency has gone. Of course, we have set for five seat holders for deputies, so if you know someone who would be interested or who would be skilled, please poke them so they can show up. Of course, it would be nice to have an actual election and not just five people out of nine, but at least the utmost urgency should be covered if all those who claim they will stand. Yeah. And then a side note, someone from the board has to oversee the elections. I will prepare them, the technical side of it, the same way as I did for the board elections last time. But it would be nice if someone from the board would oversee it. Maybe there's even someone with oversight. But we can discuss that then in Brno, who would like to help with counting the votes and that, because that should
I nominate Thorsten, since he already is very familiar with the thing.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, perfect, and let's sit down in Brno and perfect, okay. That's it from my side for the public call.
Okay.
And of course,
Austin,
I can help if you need to.
Shall we move to the private room?
Yes, we can move to the private room.
Perfect.
You there?
In a second.